SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting the Donald Trump jury was dismissed for the day after 4-plus hours of deliberations. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports from New York.
Jurors in the historic legal case were excused late in the afternoon, ending the first day of deliberations. Before leaving, the jury asked to rehear certain testimony and the judge's instructions. That will be provided on Thursday morning when court is back in session. Judge Juan Merchan estimated that the rereading aloud of the requested testimony from former National Enquirer publisher David Pecker and Trump's former lawyer Michael Cohen would take about a half hour. Greg Clugston, New York.
Images purportedly show a U.S. drone being shot down in Yemen. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
It wasn't immediately clear what brought down the drone, but the military's central command has acknowledged seeing reports of the aircraft being downed in a desert region of Yemen's central Marib province. The downing comes as Yemen's Houthi rebels continue their attacks on shipping around the Red Sea over the Israel-Hamas war. Authorities in Marib, which remains held by allies of Yemen's exiled government, did not immediately acknowledge the drone, nor did the Houthis, who previously have shot down MQ-9s amid the war. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
South Korea's military says North Korea has fired at least one ballistic missile towards its eastern waters, adding to a streak of weapons demonstrations that has raised tensions. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff on Thursday did not immediately provide more details. Japan's Coast Guard issued a maritime safety advisory saying North Korea launched a possible ballistic missile. It said the suspected missile was believed to have already landed, but urged ships to exercise caution if they find any fallen objects. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 411 points. This is SRN News. A drag performance took place at the Vatican's new event for kids this month.
Pope Francis inaugurated the first ever World Children's Day Festival in Rome. It's unclear if he was aware that amongst the entertainment options for small children was a drag show. YouTube video shows a large group of kids at the festival venue watching a man in a dress and women's makeup dance for them. The Pope has already sparked division in the Catholic Church by allowing priests to bless same-sex civil unions. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Washington, D.C. judge issued a permanent injunction barring the U.S. Capitol Police from interfering with protests and demonstrations on the steps of the Capitol building. The Christian Defense Coalition filed suit to open up the steps after members were arrested for holding a silent prayer vigil. Coalition spokesman Patrick Mahoney says the First Amendment ensures every American the right to peacefully express their views in the public square. This is SRN News. Wall Street's May momentum is losing steam as the month comes to an end. All three indexes lost money today. Correspondent Seth Sutel has more on the story from New York City.
Stocks closed lower on Wall Street under the weight of higher yields in the bond market. The S&P 500 fell 0.7% Wednesday, sinking further below the record high it set last week. The Dow fell 411 points. That's about 1.1%. The Nasdaq Composite gave back 0.6% a day after setting its latest all-time high. American Airlines dropped 13.5% after cutting its profit forecast for the spring. Other airline stocks also fell. Treasury yields moved higher in the bond market. That puts pressure on stocks by making borrowing costs more expensive across the economy and increasing the appeal of bonds over stock. The yield on the 10-year Treasury, which helps set mortgage rates, rose to 4.61%. Seth Sutel, New York.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.